Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Maps for Us hotline is our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, who's brought to you by Golfdom. They're celebrating their 38th anniversary. And thanking you with a 10% VIG rebate, V-I-G rebate through Sunday. Go to golfdomgolf.com for details. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing so, John, well. I figure we got to start with your op-ed in the Washington Post, where you say not only is Snyder failing his public trust, but the owners and Roger Goodell, because you believe that he can be forced out of his ownership. Why don't you expand on your op-ed?
Well, he can be. I mean, it's in the NFL bylaws that if 24 of the owners, I don't know, I guess Mark Murphy votes for the Packers, so it would be 24 of 31. Obviously, Snyder would vote in favor of himself. If they vote that an owner's conduct has been detrimental to the league, they can force him to sell the team. It's a lot like what Adam Silver did in the NBA. I guess it's, 6 years ago now, hard to believe, with Donald Sterling. So the mechanism is in place to do it. It won't happen. I mean, Roger Goodell is as empty a suit as we've ever seen in a commissioner, in the commissioner's office. I mean, really, you know, I met him years ago when he first became commissioner. I liked him. I mean, he's charming. There's no question about that. He's obviously a bright guy, but he has clearly decided somewhere along the way that his mandate is to just, you know, make sure his owners are happy no matter what.
And to clock $45 million checks per year, too, for himself.
Exactly. And so he's
coming
in handy. As friends of mine who work at ESPN have said, they've sold their soul to the devil, but at least for a lot of money. And that's certainly true of Goodell. He sold his soul to the devil for even more money than my friends at ESPN make. The point is, literally, guys, think about this. Snyder announces he's hiring this law firm. He's going to pay for his own investigation. He's going to pick the law firm that does the investigation. The NFL just stands by the side of the road and goes, yeah, get back to us when the investigation's over. Then we'll take a draft pick away or fine you. Fines are meaningless to these owners. We know that. Meanwhile, they were all over Deflategate, weren't they? When the Colts accused Tom Brady of deflating footballs. And, you know, I think they spent something like $5 million. They did the investigation. They went to court and spent millions more to fight Brady when Brady appealed. I think, you know, some people might disagree with me on this, but I think a story, and let's forget about everything that's come before, but I think a story in which 17 women, 15 employees, 2 reporters come forward and say, this was the climate. We were sexually harassed on a regular basis by people who worked for this organization. There was never any attempt made to curb it. Most of them said they were afraid to go to their superiors to report it because they figured they'd get fired. That was the atmosphere. I think that accusation is somewhat more important than whether somebody deflated a football. Maybe that's just me. That's me being a liberal again.
What's interesting about that, John, is I was hoping, I remember talking to you about this last week, that this would create a wave, right? And you know, maybe people would kind of stand up and say, you know what, this enough is enough. But it's funny, no one cares anymore. People are more upset about the temporary name Washington Football Team than everyone's already forgotten. And they've passed on the sexual harassment allegation. It's like it's on the back burner now. Nobody cares.
You know, it's a good point, Eric. And my wife says to me very often, that with all of your rattling on about racism, which I do, misogyny is a much worse problem in this country. And I think she's right. She's smarter than I am. She's usually right. And this is another example that, suppose it was that 15 African-Americans had been abused in some way, or 15 Jews. My guess is the reaction would have been more than what we've gotten to this story. And remember, 14 of the women didn't go on the record because of NDAs. And one question that was raised in the story I read yesterday about the investigation, about whether it would be legit or not, was, will Washington release the women from their NDAs for the investigators? I mean, to me, that has to be automatic. Mm-hmm. And the Post did ask him to release them before the story came out. They said no. What does that tell you? That tells you they got something to hide, doesn't it?
Of course.
Snyder has not made one public comment throughout this whole thing. He just keeps putting, being quoted in statements put out by the team. He's hiding under a rock somewhere. And Goodell is doing the same thing. And so are the owners. Have you seen one owner? Now, I could have missed something, but have you seen one owner come out and say, boy, this is really a terrible thing that Washington's been accused of? You know, the league really needs to take a hard look at what's going on down there in Ashburn, Virginia. No.
Yeah.
Unless I missed it.
And we had read there were some rumblings that owners, like some people had reported, that they'd fed up with Dan, that they're ready to kick him out of the club. There's no indication of that.
None. And I know for a fact that there are owners who can't stand Dan.
Yeah.
You know, but they've always sort of taken the approach.
We know you're talking about Bisciotti.
The only way these other owners would ever make a move like this is if the same thing happened to them that happened to Snyder with the name. If corporate America came in and said, we are not going to buy advertising on your telecasts. We are not going to, be the official blank, blank, blank of the National Football League until you get rid of this guy. Then, because at that moment it would be costing them money, then they would take action, just like Snyder did the day after FedEx said, take the name off the team or we're going away. It's always about the corporate dollars.
Talking to best-selling author and Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. Let's switch gears. You had opening day yesterday. What were your thoughts watching a fanless Major League Baseball game? And it's great that, Major League Baseball is underway and you're going to have the NHL and the NBA starting up here in a week. August is actually going to be packed. In August, yeah. Usually is just baseball.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was glad to see baseball on my television set again. It was weird. I mean, they're raising a flag for a world championship and there's nobody there to cheer for it. When you raise a flag for a world championship, it should be 5 minutes of nonstop cheering in any sport.
Instead, ESPN and cut away from it. They cut away from,
actually, the flag never got to the top of the pole.
Right. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're right. Because we had to get Alex Rodriguez. I was watching on ESPN because we had to get Alex Rodriguez on camera.
Right.
To say all the dumb. He is the worst, by the way.
He really is a dumb.
I agree.
I'm just going to give you one small example. When Stanton hit that 900-foot home run in the first inning, and they showed replay of the pitch like 14 times, he keeps saying, this pitch was down. It was belt high. I mean, I didn't play in the major leagues for 20 years, but I can see a belt high pitch as opposed to a pitch that's down, and he's sitting there saying, pitch, and he repeated it. He's awful. He's the master of the obvious. And, you know, the fact that he's employed, given the that he was caught lying about his drug use, I don't know how many times, at least three, but probably more, is just, it's embarrassing for ESPN. And it annoys me that I have to sit there and watch him.
Does it annoy you that he's hooked up with Jennifer Lopez?
I don't care. I'm madly in love with my wife. He can have Jennifer Lopez if he wants her and she wants him.
Bring
it's fine with me. I don't care. What would make me angry is if he gets in the Hall of Fame. That would make me angry.
Right. Yeah.
But you're right. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, they flashed to a graphic for him to respond, which was about home runs before the age of 22. And he had nothing to say about his own 42 home runs when he was 21 years old.
There are moments when, you know, you say to a guy, I think at one point, I always mispronounce the name of the guy, Matt
Vasgersian.
I always mispronounce his name. He's pretty good. But at one point he said, you know, you played, what's the difference between playing in front of an empty stadium and playing in front of fans and the adrenaline that fans bring? And he started talking about, you know, playing high school baseball. Well, you don't play high school baseball in a 50,000-seat stadium, do you? And he just, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm biased. I don't like the guy. And I don't think he's very good on television. And yet he's always going to be in a starring role because he's A-Rod.
Hmm. What did
By the
you
way,
think?
Add him to the list. Have you ever thought of the book idea, 100 Guys I Don't Like? And you could probably go pee on that. Maybe 1,000.
It might have to be a series.
Right.
It might have to be a series. Although I think I've told you, Tony Kornheiser says the only book he would ever read of mine would be if I wrote one about all my run-ins with security people around the world through the years. That would be a long book, too.
I can only imagine.
One last thing, quickly. My one time of actually sitting down and talking to Rodriguez one-on-one, was totally pleasant. He was absolutely charming, which he can be. I was writing my book on Mike Messina and Tom Glavine, and I asked him because Messina always referred to him as Rod. And I said, does anybody other than Messina call you Rod? And he said, no, he's the only one. I think it's because he knows I'm the only guy on the team that likes him. And I went back to Messina with that, and he looked at me and he said, you think it might be the other way around?
What did you make of the expanded playoffs? Do you like it? Dislike it?
No, I don't. I'm one of those old-fashioned guys who thinks that it should mean something to get in the playoffs. I mean, hockey and basketball have had 16 teams for years now. I think that's too many. I think it should be 8. I think there should be a fight to get into postseason. That was one of the great things about baseball. Even when they went to 10 with the second wild card, you still had to be really good to get in. Very rarely since they've gone to the second wild card have teams with under 90 wins gotten in. There have been a couple, but they've been at 88 or 89. Now you're going to have teams at 500 who are going to be in postseason. It's going to be stretched out, you know, forever. And again, it's a move made for money. It's not a move made, oh, let's make baseball better. It's a move made for money. And I promise you they will not go back to 10 teams next year. They may not stay at 16, but it'll be 12 or 14 or something like that. And, again, it waters down the regular season. And one of the great things about baseball, now this year's different, but one of the great things about baseball is you've got to be good in the regular season to get into postseason because it's 162 games. Teams are exposed eventually if they're not good. And then when you get into postseason, you've accomplished something. I do think it's been a little unfair. Excuse me, the one-and-done wild card round. It's exciting as a fan to watch two basically game sevens to get to advance. But I think it's a little – like last year, I think the Oakland A's won something like 96 games, and they were a wild card because they – who did Astros. They finish behind in the West? It wasn't the Angels. Who was it? But they finished second in the American League West, and then one game, and they're gone. I would like to at least – what I would do is I would keep it at 10 and I'd make the wild card best of three.
Do you care about the Seattle Kraken?
Actually, I do. You guys know I'm a hockey fan.
Yeah.
And I love the city of Seattle. I hated it when the NBA left Seattle. I'm glad they're getting an NHL team. That city has great hockey history all at the minor league level. But, it's different. It's yes. You know, they were unique. Talking about Seattle Metropolitans because that was the name of one of their minor league teams. I wouldn't have minded that. But, you know, it shows that they sat around and thought about it. Unlike Washington football team, although I really wish that I had taken out a patent on that name when I've been using it for the last several years.
Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, it's the Astros that finished above the A's.
Yeah, I think it's cool. The logo looks nice. I think the uniforms will look good. What the heck? Why not?
John, it was the Astros that finished ahead of the A's last year in the West.
That's right. I always forget they're in the
West. I know. You immediately think that they're Central, but they're in the West.
Yeah. Someday I'll figure out that they're in the American League and not in the National League. I have figured out the Brewers are now in the National League. That only took me about 15 years.
Right. Yeah. You've adapted to that one.
Yeah, it took a while, but I have. Yeah. You know, I still say Bullets.
Right. Well, you don't say Redskins. We know that.
No, I haven't said that for quite a while. And now, it is weird to think how quickly it happened. Mm-hmm. You know, because Snyder, all those years, no way, I won't change it, put that in caps. And then somebody says, oh, Dan, this is going to cost you millions of dollars. Right. Oh, yeah, let's do an investigation. And I love the part where Ron Rivera says, oh, Dan and I have been talking about it for weeks before the announcement. I'm not buying that. I'm really not buying that. And if they did have two names that Rivera liked, why aren't they at least saying, this is going to be the name, we may not be able to get it up and running this season, but folks, this is going to... And then they can start selling the gear.
Do you have a preference on a potential name?
Well, I've said this before. I like the idea of the name Washington Justice. Because I assume they're going to move back downtown to the RFK campus eventually, especially now that they're changing the name. And that's just a few blocks from the Supreme Court. And I also think it'd be a nice message to send out now when social justice is such an issue. And it's a little bit different. I mean,
you may not be
Washington
aware of this.
Federals, Washington Sentinels, mm-hmm. Washington Diplomats. None of those names, I don't think any of those names have anybody jumping up and down and saying that's it. And a lot of people don't like justice, and that's fine, but that's my opinion.
But doesn't Mark Ein, I know you don't necessarily follow esports, but doesn't Mark Ein own the Washington Justice, the esports team?
I wouldn't know that, again, because I don't follow esports.
So you're not like a Red Wolves guy?
No, I'm not. I think they need to get Red out of the name entirely. I've heard Red Tails also. They need to get outside that box and start all over again and say, this is a new beginning, this is a new name, come up with a new fight song if you want to. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's the name, Red Wolves or Red Tails or something like that. Wouldn't shock me. But yeah, I'm more like, I lean more towards a name like Kraken, where people go, wow, that's different. Some people hate it, but it's different.
What about the fact that they did announce, essentially, I feel like they did, that they're keeping the burgundy and gold?
I have no problem with that. I have no issues with that. I mean, in fact, I think it's probably a smart thing to do because that does keep what's been the identity
link
of the team for years and years. I have no issue with that at all.
Yeah.
Could we have a book, 100 Things That John Feinstein Has No Problem With?
Probably he couldn't. I think I'd probably stop at about 54.
Yeah. I don't know you'd get to 10.
I could get to 10. I could get to 10. Let's put it that way. 100 might be an
100's
issue.
100's a
though.
Stretch, yeah. That's well, we just found one.
Yeah.
All right, John,
only
always
in today's
fun.
World, 100 would be a stretch, absolutely.
All right. Thank John, you, John. Appreciate
one
it.
Last thing. People are making fun of Fauci for his first pitch last night.
Yeah.
I this is one of my anecdotes this week on my website or whatever it is, Twitter. Mm-hmm. I was asked to throw out a first pitch years ago by the Bethesda Big Train, mm-hmm. the summer college team
mm-hmm. yep.
that plays at Shirley Povich Field over here mm-hmm. in Bethesda. And I was very flattered to be asked. I brought Danny with me. He was probably 6 or 7 at the time. And they said to me, you know, do you want to throw from in front of the mound? And I pitched in high school. I didn't pitch well in high school, but I pitched in high school. I said, no, I'll throw from the mound. It's not a problem. So I threw a few warm-up pitches on the side, went out on the mound, took my windup, let the ball go. It went straight into the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, it bounced 19 times before it got to the plate. It was humiliating. And Danny asked me, you know, Dad, why did you throw such a bad pitch? And I said, because I choked. And Fauci's almost 80, so let's cut him some slack. I had no such excuse.
Right.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Guys, have a great weekend. Yep. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon. Right.
Thank you.
John Feinstein, best-selling author, brought to you by Golfdom. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Before we had John Feinstein on the show, we were taking your calls about the Washington football team, which is what they're going to be named this season, a temporary name until they find the permanent name. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. J.J. Regan has an article on NBC Sports Washington kind of talking about the process that the Seattle hockey team, which is going to be the 32nd NHL team, went through the last year, and they unveiled everything yesterday. They are the Seattle Kraken, and he talks about lessons that the Washington football team can learn from when it comes to coming up with the permanent name. One thing that we can talk about is they released Washington football team on the same day the Seattle Kraken,
mm-hmm.
you know, came up with their name, and that got a lot of national attention and buzz. Also on Nationals opening day, so how very Redskins of them.
Yeah, it's very, very calculated.
Yeah. Do you think that you actually do think it was calculated? I don't know if it's calculated. I just think that they don't really think about these things.
Oh, I think it's calculated.
Really?
I think it's calculated. Yeah, there was no need to make that announcement yesterday. What was the point?
I just think that it's probably.
I don't think they're that well thought out.
I think they came up with it and they wanted to put it out.
I think history belies that. I think the Washington football team isn't as warm and fuzzy towards the other teams in town as the other teams are with each other.
It's been pretty well documented that they don't like it when the other teams are getting attention and they're not. So, yeah, I think it was a calculated effort for sure.
So did that irk you?
No, it didn't irk me at all. You know what irked me? I'm the only guy in the country that was irked by Kraken. First of all, I didn't like the logo.
You're the one person that doesn't like their release.
Well, I'm an original thinker. I didn't like the logo, and I don't really – I'm not into mythical sea monsters.
If you're an original thinker, you should like the fact that it's not another boring team name that ends
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. They might as well just called it the Schmuggas. I mean, because I don't know what Kraken means.
Well, it's just because you have a blind spot with Greek mythology doesn't mean that other people can't appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't. I'm just saying for me, the logo is very, it's just like some sort of like scripty K, right?
No, it's an S. See, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's an S for Seattle.
Let me look at it again. It's
got a tentacle reaching up into it, because that's part of the Kraken lore, is that it could be a giant squid or a giant octopus that's living beneath the surface of the ocean.
It's all lost on me.
It's got the red eyeball. I think they crushed it. If Dan Snyder had half a brain, he would call the Seattle Kraken front office and have them work on rebranding Washington football team going forward and coming up with a permanent name.
I just looked at it. I glanced at it, and I said, I don't know what a Kraken is. I had to Google it.
Right.
And I just think that's a very generic logo. It's like the Roger Federer logo, which stinks. The RF. Ugh.
Who even knew he had a logo?
Well, yeah, a boring tennis player. Boring tennis players should not have logos.
Everyone has a logo.
Regan points out in his article on NBC Sports Washington, I think a couple points that we maybe should discuss. He says, you know, make it a positive. Change is happening, so make it a positive. But listen to the fans. Do you think that this organization will listen to the fans when it comes to the next
team name?
I think they're willing to listen to some input.
If so, right now, Red Wolves is the hot one.
Oh, they may listen. It doesn't mean that they will decide on what most of the fans think they want going forward. They can take input, but they don't have to execute it.
There was talk that they leaked the name John Fossil years ago when they were looking for a head coach. And the fan reaction was so bad
Jim
that they didn't hire him.
Huh? Jim Fossil, right?
Yes. What did I say? John Fossil?
John Fossil, yeah.
Jim Fossil. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of outrage.
I think you're merging John Stossel.
Correct. Yeah, right. You're right.
With Jim Fossil.
Jim Fossil, correct.
All I know is Kraken is a home run, and even though I won't root for them, I will have a Kraken beanie at some point, and maybe even like a hoodie or a Kraken sweater.
Oh, you can't do that?
Sure I can.
You can? I can't wear like a Dodgers hat.
You can't do that, Kate.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that. You could do that when you're a kid. I don't think you could do that as a grown man. Now your allegiance is too tied in.
My allegiance, first and foremost, we all know, is with the Washington Capitals.
Well, who's going to know that when you're walking around with a Kraken hat?
I can embrace a 5-minute-old franchise without jeopardizing my Capitals fan.
I don't know. I couldn't wear like a UNC jersey.
He's not putting a Kraken jersey behind him. It's still going to be
Brooks Like.
Right.
It's my guy.
Right. All right. Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you make of the timing of the announcement? The Kraken's having their announcement. The Nationals have opening day. And the Washington football team is announced as the temporary name.
All right, let's go to, is it line two? Let's go to Brett in Haymarket. Hey, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hello, Brett.
Okay, what's up, man?
I have a name, and I know the reaction is going to be negative initially, but you need to give it a chance.
You need let it breathe a little bit?
Names.
All right.
You need to let it breathe.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And it's a fictitious name. You know, no one knew what Verizon was or Accenture was until they put their marketing dollars behind it. And EB the other day said, let's call it the Burgundy and Gold. And, you know, that's one step better than the Washington football team. But what we really need to do is shorten it to the Burgolds. All right. And we can create with Dan's marketing budget whatever we want.
I won't even let that breathe. That's a terrible idea.
So he's combined Burgundy and Gold.
You know what? If they had come out yesterday and said,
just as good as Kraken.
We're going to be Burgolds as good as Kraken? No, it's not.
To me.
No, it's not. Washington Burgundy and Gold would have been way better than Washington football team. Way better. And that, you know, that's representing your colors. It's temporary. It's just better. Washington football team is one of the worst ideas of all time. It's worse than New Coke.
It's just meant to be generic.
Way, that guy is trying hard. So I typed up Burgolds. And
why would you waste those keystrokes, JP?
I just wanted to see what
maybe
happened.
Maybe I'm going to reserve that, burgold.com.
It took me to Twitter, and there's two people who've suggested the name. Shocker, one of them is Brett, who happened to call us up.
Yes.
And I guess he has one brother in arm, John. I mean,
by the way, I don't hate Feinstein's idea. I don't hate Washington Justice. I don't think that's terrible.
But it's already owned, so Mark Eind would have to give up that name.
Which okay, so you stroke a check to – you think an NFL owner can't stroke a check to an esports owner? Give me a break.
You don't think Mark Eind has money?
I know he has money. But he would rebrand for the right price.
What's the key card you use when you walk into our building, when you used to go to the building?
You mean the building I haven't been to since February?
Right.
All right, let's go to Humble in PG County. Humble, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, let me get this off real quick, man. The name Kraken, that's fire. Like, I don't care what nobody says.
Thank you, Humble. That's a great name.
Now, hold up. Don't thank me too much, though, because there's rules to this situation.
All right.
If you rocking with the home team, Caps, previously known Redskins, Wizards, Bullets, I don't care. You can't really be rocking other people's clothes. Like, that's just not popping. Like,
right.
You got to be loyal.
It's not popping, Cakes.
It's not popping to wear a Kraken beanie.
Kraken's fire, but it's not popping.
Yeah, you can't wear it.
Their gear's going to look so good.
No, you're right, though. It's fly. Like, I seen that joint yesterday. I was like, yo, bring this marketing team, put them behind the Red Wolves. Yeah, I'm on top of the Red Wolves. We howling. I can't wait for it. You let this team get behind the Red Wolves. That's going to be fire. The only other thing I was going to say is I think y'all kind of doing the most when it comes to the whole Washington football team. And excuse me, because I was working out. I'm trying to get big like y'all in the gym.
Right.
With the Washington football team, club, I think that sounds trash. What y'all say? Y'all had a bunch of things. I was like, Washington
Alliance,
team,
club,
union.
Nah.
Right. Football team serves its purpose.
No point. Yeah, football team, it serves its purpose. Keeps the gear mad generic. You could just get some burgundy and gold to say Washington. Let's keep it real. Most people ain't thinking that deep about it. If it's burgundy and gold and it say Washington, we all know what time it is.
Right.
And it's going to move some units, and then we'll get whatever the new brand is and keep it moving. I don't think football team makes it really weird. And plus, when the announcers are on TV talking about the team, because it is a team, we all play for teams, you don't want the announcer being like, and the Washington Football Club scores a touchdown. That sounds like some 1930s black and white film type stuff. Like, no, we can't do that.
Right.
Hey, Humble, I'm just curious, where'd you go to high school?
So I grew up in PG, but my mother, same one that's going to school in PG. You know what it is out there. So I went to high school all the way down in Southern Maryland at Lackey.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, y'all be blessed, fellas.
Peace. Yeah, you too.
Go get that Kraken gear. Get that Kraken gear. Some people in PG used what you'd call creative addresses.
Yes.
Yes.
Humble
yes.
was good.
I do worry that people that are like, they have their hearts set on like Red Wolves, they're going to be crushed if it's not that name. You know what I mean? I think you got to just be open-minded because you're setting yourself up to be major league disappointed.
Well, it might be months before you even hear an announcement. So it's going to be
well, you know
while.
What? They've set the bar so low with Washington football team, anything's going to sound like an improvement.
Yes.
In my opinion.
I agree. So then that's another reason to do it.
Maybe that's part
even Burgolds.
No, not Burgolds. No. Anything but Burgolds because that name is worse than Washington football team, which I didn't think was possible.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. The Capitals are going to actually start chasing the Stanley Cup soon. Brendan Dillon, defenseman for the Washington Capitals, joins us next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, defenseman for the Washington Capitals, Brendan Dillon. Morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
So, Brendan, before the last couple of weeks when you guys kind of started back up, where were you? Were you back in Canada? Where do you make your home?
Yeah, so I'm a bit of a geography major since the pandemic started. I've been all over the map. I headed back out west to San Jose. I was one of those guys that was kind of on the optimistic end of things. We're heading back home to Vancouver, Canada. You know, thinking about the whole 2-week quarantine. I mean, looking back, if I knew what I knew now, I'd probably have been able to have a good three months or so back up there, seeing family and friends and whatnot. And but you know, at the end of the day, I had a good setup there. You know, I had majority of my things when I got traded that had stayed there. Started my trek back out east. I had a few friends that had some ice times and whatnot in Minnesota. So just to kind of stay safe, I drove there, was there for a couple weeks, and then continued the drive the rest of the way, all the way back out to the East Coast.
So wait a minute.
We haven't done this in a while.
You drove?
Hold up, Cakes, let's play a game. We haven't done this in a while.
Right.
Brendan, you cannot answer this. Let's guess what Brendan Dillon was driving from San Jose to Minnesota and ultimately here to D.C.
Okay, but before we do that, did you drive from, like, Arlington all the way out to California, or did you take a flight out there? Let's establish that.
So that was a flight.
Okay.
That was just direct from here to San Francisco and then obviously there. But coming back, things were seeming to be getting worse and worse, and of course we all know with the current times that we didn't want to be getting anybody sick or myself included. So hey, you know what, we had nothing but time over these last couple weeks, so got to see a little bit of the old USA.
All right, JP, do you want to lead off and guess?
Sure. I'm going to go with a 2020 Ford F-150.
Oh, man, I'm so distraught you did that because he strikes me as a
pickup guy. Don't say anything yet, Brendan. Yeah. Don't say anything.
He strikes me as a pickup guy. But his reaction there, hold on one second, Brendan.
You got me to believe that that's not the case.
All right, so I lost my dollar.
I think for you guys to guess, I think I should have given you some insight because it was a rental. I don't know if that helped.
Oh, a rental? This is a big rental.
It was good. He didn't want to put any miles on his.
Exactly. There you go.
All right.
All right. How many people were you traveling with?
It was myself, two of us.
All right.
So would he go baller and rent like an RV, or is he going to just rent a regular vehicle?
Well, hold on a second. Now, wait, two of us. Does that mean girlfriend, wife? I'm not even sure if Brendan's married.
His girlfriend. Yeah. Or wife.
Yeah.
So is this the girlfriend
she
was?
She came with me.
Is this the one that was in the TikTok video that went viral?
Same girl. That's the one. Yeah. Okay. She was. You know, we had to retire the TikTok career after that one. It got a little too popular as opposed to what Brendan Dillon likes. you know, I just had to make sure that the guys knew for my 6'4" frame, I can still move these feet of mine a little bit. But I got enough flack from those guys. So.
All right, so I'm just going to guess. I'm not going to go pick up, but he's a big dude. I'm going to say he rented like a nice BMW. I don't even know where you would rent that from, but
yeah. That's anytime probably wrong. I rent, it's always like a you know, if you go upscale, you're getting like a Mustang or like a Camaro or something.
Right.
So I'm going to say something like that, although you can't really hold on. Let me think about this here for a second. You can't really put anything in there. I'm going to say a Tahoe. A Tahoe.
Oh, let me change mine. Can I change mine?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you rent Teslas?
Ooh.
I'm going to throw a curveball and say he rented like a Tesla or some sort of
You don't want
hybrid.
That. A cross-country trip?
He wants to burn
go
the
like
fossil
100
fuel.
Miles at a time.
Yeah, you know what? That's a terrible. That's a terrible guess. I retract that guess. I'm sticking with he went with like a BMW sedan.
All right. Brendan, what did you rent? Brendan? Did we lose him?
We lost
him. He's there.
We really left
You can hear me, guys? Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Guys. Yeah.
What did you rent?
It was a Chevy Tahoe. So you were,
Tahoe
you were
nailed
right
it!
On.
Nailed it!
I had to fit the hockey gear as well as the golf clubs. So as you can imagine, I needed some space for
you
sure.
You needed some space, right.
Okay.
Get credit for that.
Yeah, you do get credit for that. By the way, what are you shooting? You've got a lot of time to play golf during the pandemic. How's the golf game? How's that rounding
sure
out?
I have. It's been all right. It's not quite up to TJ Oshie standards, but you know, it's trending. It was trending in the right direction. It usually seems to happen where I'll be playing as much as I can during the summer months, and then right in time for training camp and then hockey season, I got to throw the golf clubs in the garage. So usually I'm right around 80. So you know, 8-10 handicap, which is respectable for some of the guys I get to play with. Again, some of the teammates in the past, from you know TJ to Joe Pavelski in Dallas or in San Jose. He's a scratch golfer, Martin Jones as well. So I've had a lot of guys to kind of ask questions and pick their brains on the game.
Do you play with Garnett Hathaway?
I've played with Hath once. I have
recently.
Yeah, he's a good player as well. It was probably right when I got back, so about a month ago. I think I played with him.
Did you play out of Blue Mash?
Jeez, word travels fast around here. How'd you guys know that?
Because I think I hit a ball into your group.
Oh, you better not hit Brendan Dillon.
Yes, because I think you were on number 3, and I was on number 2. And do you remember that? Yep. You were near a tee, and I pulled.
Hey, why are you trying to hit Brendan Dillon with your golf ball?
No, I had my utility club out, and the long par four, number 2. I pulled it left over the mound, and I come over to get my ball, and I see the two guys are there. Oh. And somebody had said earlier that Garnett Hathaway is there, and I didn't know what Garnett looked like, and I didn't know what Brendan looked like, and I mean, clearly they were athletes. But I looked up and I said, "Apologize, guys, because my ball, came pretty close to him." Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Now I do remember that.
Yes, and you guys couldn't have been any nicer. But I felt bad because it was pretty close to you guys.
Here's what Brendan looks like. He looks like the Incredible Hulk without the green paint. That's
Let me tell you something.
Like.
I believe. Do you play lefty, Brendan?
I do.
Yeah. He smoked one off that tee.
Of course he did. But I wanted to ask about that. By the way, we're joined by Brendan Dillon from the Washington Capitals. Now, when you're watching the PGA Tour, I'm guessing you're watching it at some point. Do you see what Bryson DeChambeau is doing? He's all jacked up. You're like, well, I can do that. I can hit 360-yard bombs. I'm a big dude. I'm 6'4", 230. I can do what Bryson's doing.
You know what? I'm a big sports guy, so whatever sport it might be, golf especially, now that I've gotten into it, you know, I see how the dynamic's changing. You know, Tiger was one of the first few guys to be really working out hard and, you know, having one of those swings where he's able to bomb the ball. And now you see most guys are getting around 300. And then even hear some of the guys talk about it. Like, I think they were interviewing, maybe it was Mickelson. And you know, over this quarantine, what is it, like he put on like 40 pounds or something crazy. And it's just bombing away. And I mean, I think for my game, that couldn't be more true. You know, it's the drive for show, putt for dough. And my short games, it all needs all the help, as I'm sure a lot of us do. But it's again pretty crazy to see guys hitting the ball 350 down the pipe off the tee. And
no, he could do, you know, it.
Maybe
Cakes.
In my next life.
Oh, I'm sure
I saw
can.
Him smoke one off number three.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know. We'll have to get the video on that one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so
I guess we should talk some hockey. You
I
guys
guess.
Have a scrimmage today. What has it been like, kind of getting back with your teammates? And of course, you're new to the team. Didn't have that much of a run with the team, but you're back with the Capitals. You finish atop the division. You're going to have kind of the reseeding before the playoffs actually start. Talk about where you are, the scrimmage, and what you think of this team heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? It's been obviously unique last couple months, the highs and lows, and especially for us as a team and myself personally. We go through the trade deadline, and I think when teams add players, they're telling their own players and team that they feel they have a chance. They're telling them that you're almost rewarding your team with giving them more of an opportunity and you know, just adding to a group that's already, you know, first place in their division and coming into this dressing room, you see why they've had so much success, the amount of fun they have, the work they put in, the guys do. And I think for myself personally is the player coming. It's a quick turnaround. You're told you're traded, you hop on a flight, you come out, especially to a place where, you know, you're not super familiar. You don't know too many people, and you pretty much hop right into a game. And I think to have a training camp like this for myself over the past 3 weeks, to get to know the guys a little bit more, especially this camp, it's been really high intensity. Guys have looked in great shape, and I think that's a credit to a lot of us of staying in shape over the break, trying to find gyms or ice time, whatever it might be. And I think ultimately we all understand that it's not ideal circumstances, you know, losing time in your summer or time with family and friends, some guys coming back from Europe and leaving their kids or wives, whatever it might be. But we all share the common goal of wanting to get back and win a Stanley Cup and go up to Toronto this weekend and really have the right mindset about it. It's going to be unique, the no fans, the different times of the day. I think a lot of us are going to have our first 4 o'clock afternoon games from the looks of the schedules. And these are all things that we're just going to have to get used to and what's seeming to be the new normal.
Brendan, you mentioned what a whirlwind it's been since you've arrived with the Washington Capitals. On top of all that, you're a looming free agent at the end of this season. So that's just another thing that you have to think about that's probably on your mind as you're getting ready to head to Toronto to go into your NHL bubble and finish out this season.
Yeah, it's 2020, what a year it's been. I think for not just hockey, I think if you're just sitting and kind of share the old poor me. A lot of people in this world have been going through tough times and unique situations and circumstances that are definitely out of all of our control. And I think being a free agent, that's something that if you sit here and you divulge and think too much about it, you're going to be in a tough spot mentally. And I think for myself, I understand the circumstances. I understand that I'm part of a special group and a group that we all share the common goal of wanting to take advantage of this time. And I love it here in Washington. It's been a lot of fun. I think for me and the way that I play and the systems that I fit in great. And it really, really makes the player, the transition pretty seamless when you know your role and you know, you're a big piece of the puzzle.
Cakes, I know you'll be happy to see the news. I just, you know, you punch up Brendan Dillon and you look at news, okay? This is from a week ago. But
okay, yeah.
The quote is, hopefully I can be there, and that's what Brendan sounds like. His agent's already talking contract extension with the team, Cakes.
Beautiful. Love good. To hear that.
Good.
Brendan,
good
man, thing. You're a good dude.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Awesome talking to you.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. You cost me money. You cost me money. I have to ship to EB because of the Chevy Tahoe.
And thanks. Thanks for not killing EB when he hit his Pro V1 into your group. That was nice of you.
Well, EB's got to make sure if he does see me on the tee box to come over and say hi next time, and then instead of hitting into us, how about that?
I didn't want to bother you.
It probably wasn't a Pro V1.
it was an XL.
That was a Max Fly.
Yeah. No, please. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Brendan. Appreciate it, pal. He couldn't have been any nicer.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those deals where I hit a utility club, so I had about 230, right? 225 out to the green, and I pulled it left over a mound.
Where's Jason's hat?
No one cares what you shot.
No, I'm not telling you my score. I'm giving you the setup. And I pulled it left over the mound, and I had no idea they were there at the tee.
Right.
And I come over the mound, and all of a sudden I see two guys there, and it happens to be, I know at least one of them was a captain. I look at the other guy, and go, well, he's got to be a player too.
Yeah. He's 6'4", 230.
And they couldn't have been any nicer.
Yeah.
They really couldn't have been.
Good
and
dude.
I was shrinking because I felt terrible.
Right.
He
was awesome. First time we've ever had him on. So,
yep, he's very good.
You know, hopefully he stays with the team after this season. They go on a nice run. They win another Stanley Cup. We get another ring.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine the hatred if the Capitals won it this year?
I would need a bigger Baldino safe.
But here's the problem now. We have now gotten into this position now where we think if a team wins, we get a ring.
Right.
It's so dumb.
We're so spoiled.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, but it turns out the teams, they do this. They give out like thousands of rings. Anyway, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.